We thank you because there's none like you. We know you have an appointment for us this morning. We ask, oh Lord, that you fulfill the mandate of heaven for today in our lives in the name of Jesus. Help us to stay consistent with your plan and your will for us in this service. Help us to get the best that you have reserved for us for today. Let there be healing. Let there be deliverance. Let there be setting free. Let there be manifestation of your glory. Let your word come forth in power. Open our eyes of understanding. Open our spiritual ears to hear, to perceive, and to understand. We give you all the praise. Five, tell them get ready to be blessed this morning. Hallelujah. Choir folks, move to this side, please. Somebody said many years ago, he said, when it rains on a Sunday morning, then you see your members. Hallelujah. Well, all the people that didn't want to come before, they have a genuine excuse to stay back. God will help us in our generation. Because if you have bought a ticket at Ventura for a cinema, no matter the rain, some of us will enter, isn't it? Come on, say, Lord, remember me. That's what we're looking at this morning. Lord, remember me. Please, let me hear myself very well on the stage here. Remember me. Hallelujah. So we begin from Genesis chapter 8 and verse 1. The topic is, Lord, remember me. How many of us would like God to remember us this morning? Glory to God. If God remembers you, believe you me, your life comes to order. All the desires of your heart are granted in a split of a second. Your life moves from thinking and sighing into testimony and rejoicing. Hello, somebody. If God can just remember you, and God will remember you indeed in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 8 verse 1, and God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. May God remember you this morning. All over the scriptures we see God remembering his people, because God never forgets. However, when you look at that scripture, God, remember me, does it mean that God can forget us? Because when I look at that scripture, I began to think, why would God need to remember me if he has not forgotten me? It's somebody with me here. Why would God need to remember me if he has not forgotten me? And yet the scripture says that I will never forget you. He said, can a suckling woman forget a child? Can a woman forget a suckling child that she should not have compassion on her? He said, no, I will not. He said, yeah, a woman can forget, but I, the Lord your God, I will never forget. Hallelujah. But you know, when I began to think of it, I discovered that it is not that God forgets us, because God cannot forget us. But sometimes our mistakes, our disobedience, our sins can cause us to be hidden from God's favor. And then at that point you have to say, Lord, have mercy. Remember me. Don't forget me. It's somebody with me. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. Now, let's look at areas in which you will want God to remember you. And then all of those areas, we're going to look at like 10 of them. They are like prayers. As I'm mentioning them, use them to pray in your heart. Are you with me this morning? Use them to pray in your heart. Say, Lord, remember me. Remember me. I need, you see, life does not give you what you deserve. If life gives you what you deserve, then once you do your degree and your master's, then you should be in the right place. But you find some people with their degree and master's and they are not where they want to be. Because life does not offer you what you deserve. Most of the time it's what you demand from God. That you turn your face to the wall and say, Lord, remember me on account of this. This is what I want. And I also discovered that prayers that you do from your head does not get to God. Prayer has to come from your heart. That is why we're looking at travailing in the birth position. Somebody does not give birth from the head or from the mouth. You give birth from here, from the depths, from the belly. There's a prayer you pray and you know you have not prayed. Has it happened to you before? And there are some prayers you pray, you know, I have prayed. I'm sure God has answered me. There are some times you just pray for 1 hour, 2 hours, and you know you have not prayed. Because in the midst of the prayers, you were dozing. Thank God for the mosquitoes that are waking you up. You are not really there. Let me put it that way. Is somebody with me? There's a pregnant woman who is in labor does not fall asleep in the process. They said push. It's not possible. You are carrying something. Something wants to come out. Your destiny wants to become a reality. I don't know if anybody is with me this morning. It's not the prayer you pray with KFC by your side and then sausage and then some juice. I say, I'm praying, and then, oh, yes, we are. You are not really ready. Are you with me? It requires some level of separating yourself in the presence of God and crying to God from your very depths. From the belly. Out of the belly shall rise rivers of living waters. Hallelujah. Come on, say rivers. Some of you don't know you have rivers here until you get into the place of travail. Then you see the river of tongues rumbling, stumbling, coming, busting forth out of your depths, and you're like, what? You say, my tongue is monosyllable, shala, 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 shala. Try and pray some more. You will hear some tongue say, was that me? Diverse tongues out of your belly shall rise. Rivers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It is not the prayer you pray with Facebook. You are praying, then your phone ring back down and say, talo like for 2 p.m. Yeah, I mean, you are not yet circumcised. Have you seen a grown man that is just circumcised? He said, let's go to Mr. B. He said, no, let me just stay here. Because of the that is going through. And you see, pain for a pregnant woman is not an enemy. Pain is the announcer that your baby is about to come. If the pain, the labor pains are not there, the woman can lose the baby. Because it can just be walking on the road and the baby will prah! But the pain announces that, come on, it's your time. So when you see your money going down, things are not happening the way they should be. Everything is just upside down, topsy-turvy. Come on. It's because your baby is about to come forth. Glory to God. Applications and then rejection after rejection. There is a heavy thing you carry that wants to be birthed, which will not be birthed with watching season films every day. You say, ah, that 24 season film, I love it. Let me watch it again. From morning till night. Following the morning till night. Hello, somebody. Tell your neighbor, something is coming. Rivers are coming. Glory to God. And so, in the first thing we look at, looking at why can God remember? The first thing is remembrance of protection. Remembrance of protection. In Genesis 19:29, and it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow when he overthrew the cities in which Lot dwelt. We see here in Genesis 19, a situation here in which the city was about to be destroyed, but the Bible says God remembered Abraham, and for the sake of Abraham, he saved Lot. If not that God remembered Abraham at this point in time, Lot will have perished. But thank God for remembrance of protection. That there are times in our lives when the devil meant it for evil. That the devil is orchestrating events to the negative. Things that should happen and should bring us tears. But then God will just save you and remember you. Are you with me? Are you with me? Oh, I've heard of countless number of people. One guy, one particular guy who works in my wife's place at a particular point in time was in a bus traveling to the north. And then there was an accident. Terrible accident. And only two people, Pastor Sophia, two people survived. Only two people survived in that accident. Everybody died except those two people. You can't tell me that that guy knew how to jump out of the window or something. It's because God remembered him. Are you with me? There's no evil in this world that the devil can plan against you. If God remembers you, you are safe. There's nothing. A good prayer to pray every day. So, Lord, remember me and protect me today. If somebody with me, one particular time I was traveling somewhere and I needed to get there quickly, so I was a little bit going on some top speed, and somebody with me in the car said, that's too much. No, don't speed too much. It's not good to speed, okay? It's not good. It's not really good. Are you with me? But I was actually speeding on that day. But it's not good to speed. And then I told the person, I said, hey, I have to be here at this time. Don't worry. Nothing is going to happen here. He said, hey, it's common when somebody is speeding, the accident happens. I said, what about somebody in his shop selling JJ in his shop? And trailer went to meet him there. Hello, somebody. It's about God protecting you. God will remember you in Jesus' name. They said 20 children don't play together for 20 years, right? Life will separate them. Some of them, death will separate them. It's not everybody you went together in nursery school that is still alive today. Some of your primary school mates are gone, forgotten in this side of the world. Not because you know how to pray more than them, but simply because God remembered you. Do you know how many times the devil has attempted to take your head? Do you even know what has happened this morning that God has saved you from? Which is why the scripture says we should give thanks at all times. Because the spirit realm is so busy with activities of the devil trying to take your head off. But thank God for his protection. His remembrance of protection. Are you with me this morning? Okay. Number two is the remembrance of fruitfulness. How many of us want to be fruitful in our lives? You want to lay your hands on things and then you see it succeeding. In Genesis chapter 30 verse 22. And God remembered Rachel. And God hearkened to her and opened a womb. You will not be forgotten in the land of dryness and unproductivity in Jesus' name. Meaning that if God did not remember Rachel, that womb could as well be closed for life. Is somebody with me? Science can have all kind of language and vocabularies and some long words. You know, medical doctors are good with long words. Syncolon, contilomosin, tantra, thrombosiasis. So that the drugs they will recommend for you will be long as well. And the consultation fee will be long. I hope there's no medical doctor here. Praise God. You are my friends. Amen. The reality is just that it's either the womb is closed or it's opened. Whether it is infertility on the side of the husband, or the uterus cannot hold fetus, or the womb acts holes, whatever it is, it's not the issue here. The thing is, God remembered Rachel. You see, all the things about your life that are logical about, this is the logic behind this. This is why this is happening in my life. This is because my dad didn't do this. My mom made this mistake. My brother did that. I didn't go to this place. You see, all of that can be wiped out with one statement. God remembered you. The scripture is not interested in why the womb was closed. Whether it's one thrombocytosis. Or carcinosis, or whatever it is. It's just that God opened a womb. May God open your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Forget about what could be responsible. Oh, we have witches in our family. Oh, in our village there's this shrine. Oh, yes. Look, God will remember you. The summary of it all is, Lord, remember me. I don't really care what is responsible for this or what is for that. I just want God to remember me. Can you say, Lord, remember me in the name of Jesus? In the God's Word translation of Genesis 30:22, the Bible says, then God remembered Rachel. God answered a prayer and made it possible for her to have children. He made it possible. It was impossible before, but by reason of God remembering Rachel, God made it possible. Whatever looks like impossibility in your life, may God make it possible for you in the name of Jesus. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, we also see the case of Anna. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. You see the prayer. If thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me. Just remember me, Lord. Let me prophesy to your neighbor. God will remember you. I know you are good, you are handsome, you are beautiful, you look so great, but you need to be remembered. Hallelujah. Because it's not by handsomeness. Have you seen some real handsome people that their destiny is out of place? See, that man is cool, but that man is so rich. He has money, but God will remember you in Jesus' name. If you're handsome, you have no money. You're handsome for nothing. You just be admiring yourself in your room. The Bible said there was a poor man who, by reason of his wisdom, delivered a city, but nobody remembered him because of his poverty. He was the one that had the wisdom that delivered the city, but nobody could trace the history. May you be significant. May you be remembered in the name of Jesus. May every act of good that God does through you be remembered. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Olowun soro talaka lohun light there. Ade Awolo ni
Theophilo.
But he could actually have an idea, because that was what happened to that poor man. By his wisdom, delivered his city. Saved the old people, saved their lives. But shortly after, nobody remembered him. That's why you must be rich. Hello, somebody. If you have that thing in your mind, that being religious is being poor, I'm not part of you. We are not on the same lane. That your level of poverty shows your depth in God. In fact, poverty is responsible for most sins in this world. Why do you think prostitutes sleep around? An aristo, all those things. Is it because they want sex? It's because of the money. It's lack and poverty. Why will an armed robber carry a gun and shoot his fellow man? Poverty. Hello, somebody. Why will a man stay at home on a Sunday morning and not come to church because of rain? Poverty. Well, if he has a car, he'll come. Poverty is terrible. It's not even helping you to serve God well. You want to worship God, but you're hungry. And you are not fasting. So you say, okay, I will convert this into fast. And then you are worshiping. And then you had somebody cooking beans. You say, Father, thank you. Poverty is terrible. Tell your neighbor, I really don't want you to be poor. If your neighbor is not saying it well, you need to change your seat. Jesus Christ wasn't poor when he was here on earth. He became poor that we might be rich. He became, not that he was poor. When he died, the soldiers were fighting over his raiment. How many people can fight over your shirt? I left your shirt somewhere. Won't any woman? Hello, somebody. They fought over his raiment. The Bible says from the top of that dress to the down, it was woven down from top to bottom. You need to read your Bible well, people of God. When Jesus told Judas, he was talking to them. He said, whatever you want to do, do quickly. Talking about the time was going to betray him. The Bible said the other disciple thought that Jesus was telling him to go and give and distribute to the poor as their custom was. Jesus didn't have a secretary, but he had a treasurer. There was money. The Bible said there were some women who worked with Herod that were partners with Jesus, were giving constantly to his ministry. When Jesus told the disciples, go and find something for 5,000 people to eat. You know Philip's response? He said, where shall we get to buy? He didn't say, where will we get money to buy it? He said, where will we have the quantity of that food to buy? Money was not an issue. Tell your neighbor, be rich. Make up your mind to be rich. If we say that, in this church, we need to buy air conditioners here, everybody move. It's because there is no money. If you have money, say, Pastor, don't raise that money, please. I will write the check right now. How much is everything? 14 million? No problem, I'll do it. For it is the Lord that giveth us power to get wealth. And prosperity is first of all in your mind before it becomes a reality. If you believe you can't be rich, then you will never taste prosperity. Yeah, in our family, we are normally poor. Dad poor, mom poor, siblings poor. Myself too, is likely. No. So in our village, nobody has ever traveled to Ghana before. I don't talk about London. London is far. In the old village. Nobody had Togo. To what? They've not entered the airplane before. And then you summarize yourself with them. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen to Jesus. One of the ways you deal with poverty is to divorce the spirit of poverty, because it's a spirit. It's a spirit because somebody can be rich and be bound by the spirit of poverty. How do you know if somebody is not bound by the spirit of poverty? When that person can release. That you look at somebody in the moment of his need. Somebody dying in hospital, I can't pay bills. So how much is the bill for the surgery? This is 1.5 million. Please do it. As one man, he will usually enter hospitals and they will take him around. I mentioned the cases of people that will say, one, all the 10 of them, I will take care of them. That's what we call prosperity. Prosperity is not driving a brand new car and then they say offering time, you say blessing time, and then you bring 15 around. You are not really blessed. It's somebody with me. Prosperity is your ability to release, because he that scattereth increaseth, but he that withholdeth more than his meat tendeth to poverty. Hallelujah. I don't know why I have to talk about this. It's not part of what I planned, but maybe somebody needs that. Somebody needs free. Hallelujah. Better make up your mind to be a multi-millionaire. Because if you're a multi-millionaire, you serve God more. Money is not evil. It is the love of money. And somebody can be poor and has love for money. Think it's somebody that is rich that has love for money. You know how you know a poor man that has too much love for money as against God? Sunday morning, he's looking for where to work. So what can I quickly do for 500 naira? That's poverty. May God bless you. May God increase you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even if you don't want that money for yourself, decide to have that money to help people. You see everybody in your family that is rich? Don't you have some uncles that you wish you can help? Some relatives? Haven't you seen people hawking things on the road? All those small children. Don't you ever pity them when you see them? Like a 5-year-old girl hawking on the road in the sun. When I see that kind of sight, my heart is pricked. I wish I could pack and help immediately. Is somebody with me? And it is that compassion towards people that brings wealth your way. If God searches your heart and you know knows that if it blesses you with some financial increase, you are going to consume it upon your own lust, then you are not really ready. Are you with me? The principal reason God blesses you financially is that his work will advance. If you can get that, you will be rich. If you can get that into your system, that Lord, bless me so I can advance your work. I can advance the gospel. I can help in evangelism. I can print Bibles. I can make the place of worship more comfortable, better than ShopRite and KFC. Look, making buildings so that people can come and receive God's word in a good atmosphere. If you can have that covenant sense, my God, when you are still struggling to pay tithes. You say, it's time for tithes. And you say, how much was that money I made during the week? 755 naira. So the tithe is 75 naira 50 kobo. Say, call the usher, please. I need 50 kobo. Do you have 50 kobo? Or you now put 80 naira there after service. I need to change. Tell your neighbor, God will help you. Tell your neighbor, God will remember you. Hallelujah. Number three is the remembrance of covenant. May God remember his covenant over your life in the name of Jesus. Genesis chapter 9 verse 15. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. Do you see that? I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you. Every covenant between you and God, everything he has promised you, he said he would remember. In Psalm 119 and verse 49, he says, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. If God has ever given you a word that gave you hope and you are almost discarding that word, and maybe this word is not for me, maybe God did not mean this word for me, he said no, you just need to pray and say, Lord, remember your word. That word, the word you gave me 10 years ago, Lord, remember that word. Remember it. Halabarusha kataba. Is somebody here with me? God will remember you. I said, God will remember you. Never give up. Never ever give up. There was something I've been praying for personally for about 20 years. 20 good years. And I was talking to God about it recently. And I came to a place where I had a revelation and I knew that prayer was answered. And then I got a call from somebody, one of our partners of KHC from United States, called me on phone and said, Pastor, I had a dream about you. I said, okay, what's that dream about? He said, I saw you in a traveling position, like somebody who wants to give birth. You were praying. And this is our words. He said, you were praying for something that you have been asking God for the past 20 years. He said, and God said to me, I tell him that his prayers are answered. So God remembered me after 20 years concerning that particular thing. Some of us, we pray for 3 months, I'm tired. Along with Badra. 3 months, oh. I know a particular couple. Pastor's wife, 15 years. One of the general overseers of the largest congregations we have here in Nigeria, I don't want to mention his name, they believed God for fruit of the womb for 10 years. I'm talking of a pastor whose congregation is over 100,000 people. Dishing out children and babies to members like no man's business. Members were having children while she didn't have anything. 10 years. But after 10 years, God answered. Come on, say, God, remember me. Are there some things you've been praying for? 4 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. God will remember you in the name of Jesus. In this month of September, and before this year runs out, may God remember you in the name of Jesus. Exodus chapter 2 verse 24. God heard their groaning. What's the next thing? And God did what? Remembered his covenant with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. God heard their groaning and then remembered his covenant with their parents. The father, the grandfather, the great-grandfather, he remembered that covenant because he heard their groaning. What is groaning? Romans chapter 8 verse 26 tells us, he said, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, not itself, himself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. See, groanings are the stirring of the river within. Take a look at the Amplified Version of Romans 8:26. I explain this better. It says, so too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bear us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes out to meet our supplication and pleads in our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance. He didn't say we don't know our prayer point. He said, but we don't know how to pray as we ought. For example, when you are praying in your normal, natural language, you can be limited because you are only praying about what your mind knows. But what about if the situation you are praying about is what you don't know anything about? Do you understand what I'm talking about here? When you are praying that, God, I need this job, and I know the reason I don't have this job is this and this, and yet it's because of that. So it says, when you team up with the Holy Spirit, it helpeth us in our infirmity. Infirmity there is not sickness or disease. It's our inability to be precise in the place of prayer. Lord, I need a wife light in complexion. And God knows your wife is dark in complexion. So the more you pray about light in complexion, lady, the more you never be married. Until you team up with the Holy Spirit that helps you in your infirmities. And then as you are praying with groanings, you say, dark in complexion, dark in complexion. Or you are light, and you naturally, because I'm a light in complexion man, because I'm a light in complexion man, I need a dark in complexion lady. That's your prayer. And God knows that by destiny, you are meant to be light. So that your children can be lightest. Because the desire of your children, unborn children, is that they want to look like outcast. So it's your children causing the problem. You don't understand. The seed is powerful. You are not even married yet, but your children are determining some things in your life and you don't know. Your children have made up their mind to be light. You want a darker complexion man, and your children won't allow. So you need the Holy Spirit to help you pray. Hello. So that light plus light is equal to lightest. And then you wanted a dark complexion man, when you now see your children and say, thank God I met a light complexion. Oh, so beautiful. So blah, 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 blah. That was just an illustration to tell you that praying in the Holy Ghost solves a lot of problems. Are you with me? Oh Lord, I want a tall, dark, and handsome. And by destiny, your husband is not tall. He's rando. By destiny. Is it me? Lying. Me marry short man. Oh no, the jet. To fiaka. Chic. You see, you do all of that and you continue to pray, Lord, it must be 6 feet 4. But when you are praying in the spirit, Zakrabosh, about your marriage, the interpretation is, Lord, I know I've been foolish asking for a tall man. Just have mercy on me. Bring the short man quickly. And when he comes, let me like him. See, the Spirit of God teams up with you. And when you start out praying in the Holy Ghost, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, it's in levels. Actually, the first 30 minutes, 40 minutes of praying in the Spirit are just warming up, really. And that's when most of us round up. You say, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you. And you have not started. You have just arrived boldly in the presence of God. Now, you say, let us come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. Let us come. So when you start praying the Holy Ghost, you are coming boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy. 1, find grace to help in a time of need. So you pray in the Holy Ghost for 30-40 minutes, you are just coming, and then you arrive in the presence of God, the throne of grace, and the anointing comes over you and say, thank you Lord, my prayers answer, amen. And you have not obtained mercy.
You have not found grace because of the small konkolo anointing that you felt, and you have some goose pimples, you thought it was over. There's something about tarrying in the presence of God. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. So by the time you get to 2, 3, 4 hours, you have prayed in the Holy Ghost. You are almost exhausted. And then you sit down. And it's almost like you can't even say anything again. And all you are doing is... as groanings. Unutterable gushings of the heart. Unspeakable. But there are prayers that can never be denied. At that point, the Holy Ghost takes over. Is somebody with me? And when you want to pray the Holy Ghost, find something you are praying for, always go with the scripture. Never ever go to the place of prayer without the scripture. The scripture is like a two-edged sword in your hands. Let the high praise of God be in their mouths, Psalm 149, and a two-edged sword in their hands. God will remember you. Somebody is not here. I said, God will remember you in the name of Jesus. In Romans 8:27-28, it explains to us what happens in the place of groaning and praying the Holy Ghost. He says, he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Are you following? And we know all things work together. Come on, say work together. For good. To them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Now we quote these promises, we claim it. All things work together for good. All things are working together for good. And we do all of that. But don't claim this promise until you fulfill verse 26, which is pray in the Holy Spirit. Because what it's saying is that when you pray in the Spirit, is somebody still with me? When you pray in the Spirit, when you are praying in the Holy Ghost, he that searcheth the hearts, that's talking about the Holy Spirit, who is helping you to pray. He that searcheth the hearts, this is more powerful than Google. Hello, somebody. You know, when you search anything on Google, it will bring returns. Some of them about 500 million something results. Hello. And then I arrange them in order. You will never put anything on Google and it won't bring you a search result. It will bring something out. But sometimes what it brings out is not specific to what you are looking for, isn't it? So you start looking through all the results. But he that searcheth the hearts will only bring one result. One. Which is the exact thing your life and destiny requires. Now listen to what happens. He that searcheth the heart knoweth the mind of God for you. So when you pray in the Holy Spirit, he that searches the heart will go and Google the mind of God and put your name there, Brother Zerubbabel. Then he will return it. And then he will bring that thing that he has found. Are you with me? Bring it to you and help you to pray it out. That is why the scripture now says that all things will work together for good. What it means is that no matter where you find yourself, even let's assume you are in the prison, finished, and in 7 days' time, the person is about, they are going to exterminate him and kill him. When you pray the Holy Ghost, what will get you out of that prison? The Holy Ghost will find it. Pray through you, and you will escape. There's one guy like that. He was in the prison. While he was in the prison, he was arrested for what he didn't do. But he began to pray, Lord, I mustn't die here. Remember me. 3 days' time, they were all to be killed. They've already passed the verdict on them. They brought them out on the day they were supposed to be killed. About 15 of them or so lined them up to be killed. Then the person that would give the final go ahead for them to be executed came and said, "Don't, let's kill them in two batches." As they lined up, he starts counting 1, 2. He was jumping 1, 1. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He said, "All the other ones, go and kill them today. 2 days' time, we'll kill the rest." So part of the people that they didn't kill was that man that was praying. The following day, the governor of the city came and gave them exemption. That's how he got out. Whatever you need to get out of your present situation, may God deliver it to your hands. See, the reason we struggle is because we don't know what to do. If you know the exact thing that your destiny requires, the very reason for which you are created, if you can just do that thing, I hope you know that in this age and in this time, it's not about the business you do or the career you do. It's about the blessings of the Lord. If you like, be selling cars. If you are not helped of God, you'll be frustrated. And yet, somebody can be selling pure water because he is helped of God. Is somebody with me? So the Holy Spirit is... it's a powerful helper that God has given us. That whenever you find yourself in the midst of an impossible issue, sit down. Not run around. Sit down. Sit down and pray in the Holy Ghost. You pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody with me? You pray in the Holy Ghost. Because God knows what you need right now. Look at the Message translation of Romans 8, 27 to 28. He knows us far better than we know ourselves. He knows our pregnant condition and he keeps us present before God. That is why we can be so sure that every detail in our lives of love for God is worked out into something good. May the situation you are going through be worked out into something good in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Joseph was in a prison. By virtue of destiny, he was meant to be in the palace. But from natural point, Joseph was finished. Don't you think so? It's like, he said, somebody is meant to be the vice president of Nigeria. Right? But he was caught as a servant in a commissioner's house, trying to sleep with commissioner's wife. But God did not forget him. Glory to God. As the Bible says, God was with him. You see, he had to go to prison because it is only in the prison that he will meet the man that will recommend him in the palace. And he went to the prison for doing something right. Did you know that? Something based on the integrity of his heart. Mrs. Potiphar wanted to sleep with him. He said, "No way." He ran away. Mrs. Potiphar robed him up. Ended up in prison. If you are like that, what will you do? You say, "God, you have forsaken me. I'm trying to be good. Me o fe yi we ni o. All my mates won yi we mi o fe yi. Mo tun bara mi in prison tori pe mi o yi we." Meanwhile, it is in that prison Hello, somebody. So there are sometimes you do something good, trying to be a child of God and be born again, and then something negative happens. Don't ever get sad over that. Rather, keep rejoicing. Hello, somebody. Because in that very low place, God will take you up. Is somebody with me? Number four, remembrance in obedience. 1 Samuel 1:19. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Can you see that? After they went before God, they worshipped him. And by the time they returned, the next thing was that God remembered them. Because God loves order and obedience. Number five, remembrance of service unto God. Nehemiah 13:14. Remember me, O my God, concerning this. Wipe not out my good deeds that I've done for the house of my God and for the offices thereof. What does this mean? Anytime you are giving to God, anytime you are serving tirelessly in the choir, in the ushering, in the sanctuary department, and you think it's a waste, look at what the Bible says in Nehemiah here. Remember me, oh my God, concerning this. Wipe not out my good deeds that I've done for the house of my God. Listen to me, everything you do in church, everything, and I mean everything and anything, serving, giving, helping out, whatever it is, it's a good deed that stands before God, reminding God that this man, this woman must be blessed. Are you with me? Your good deeds testify, because our seed testifies. Hallelujah. Exodus 23:25. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. Come on, say amen. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Serving the Lord translating into blessing of bread, blessing of water, and good health for you. Number six is the remembrance according to mercy. Nehemiah 13:22. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God. Come on, say, remember me, O my God. Concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. Luke 23:42-43. Remember that thief that was crucified alongside with Jesus. He said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradise. Jesus did not question him. He said, you are a thief. You did this. No. The moment he appealed to God, he said, remember me. God said, don't worry. We'll be together. Hallelujah. Number seven is the remembrance of your givings. Nehemiah 13:31. He said, for the wood offering at times appointed and for the first fruit, remember me, O my God, for good. Come on, say, remember me for good. Psalm 21:3. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. Say amen. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary. Strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings. So every offering you give, every seed, every tithe, God will remember it, and it will make sure you are not stranded. Psalm 20:3, Message translation. See what it says. It says, may God exclaim over your offerings and celebrate your sacrifices. What does it mean to exclaim? Ha! Well, you know, for God to exclaim, you won't exclaim over 50 naira when there's 500 here. If God exclaims, the exclamation is, kilo shomoy. But that woman, that widow woman, the Bible says she gave all. Jesus explained over our offering. That's out of everybody here, this woman gave all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number 8, remembrance of favor. Psalm 106 verse 4. He said, remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. O visit me with thy salvation. Come on, say, remember me, O Lord, with your favor. Surround me with favor. Let your favor speak for me. Amen to Jesus. I've been around for a while. I'm not an old man. Praise God. I've been around for a while. And I've concluded that if you are not favored, you are on your own. It's somebody with me. You need God's favor. Every day, every minute of your life, you need the favor of God. It's somebody with me. You need God's favor. You need God's providence, God's sovereignty. I'm talking of God just deciding, let me just bless this person. It's not so much of your prayers. It's not so much of your righteousness. But you just decide, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. That is the case of this lady, Orishaguna. You know the lady I'm talking about? That's just the case. She'll pray, Jelon. I woke up with her. I'm not sure she went to secondary school, if she went to primary. But he couldn't speak one single line of English. I want TNCR in me. God, on CNN. But on CRE, one nice, I'll be one shaking. It was just God's sovereignty. You have not even been on NTA, Ibadan. With all your handsomeness, packaging, your phonetics, your beauty, your shakara, your giragira. That your shoe that is as pointed like the boat of Noah. NTA, Ibadan. Not even splash effect. I call you and say, come, we want to hear you. Come and say, you need God's favor. But God just decided out of his sovereignty to bless this bread seller. To show you that when I said, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, and then that dream, it's not a fable. It's still happening. A bread seller whose daily income is less than $5. The way coming for the day is less than $5. Then in a moment of time, people started fighting to bless her. Brand new house. What kind of contracts? Bush girl. Because I saw one of our recent videos, she was thanking those people. You see that the bushness has not left her here. She said, I want to thank you. But it's you who think she's Bush. She's richer than you. Thank God for your packaging, your phonetics, your masters in business administration. And yet you don't have a shop. Business administration. What are you administrating? You need God, somebody. What are you administrating since 3 years you finished? Degree in aeronautics. The money to fly to Abuja is not there. Aeronautics. Come on, tell your neighbor, the way I see you, you need God. Tell your neighbor, forget about this, your package, you know. Some people can package. They package so much, you think as they are going, they have up to 500K in their pocket. It's a lie. It's a lie. If you ask them for 500, actually, me on the 20. Remember me for your favor. The race is not to be swift, nor the battle to be strong. You say, I'm a Lagos boy. I was born in Ireland. So what? So what? That girl wasn't born on Ireland. Last year, she was the most Googled woman in Nigeria. Do you know what that means? She's been on CNN, BBC. You know what it means? You don't have an idea. Go to NT and say you want to speak for 10 minutes. They won't call security. But if she comes to a bag and goes to NT, okay, I would like to come. See how? And she go, they'll be thanking him for their parents. Thanking her rather. May God lift up your head. Because you think the head is lifted up, but it is not yet. This is how you are still walking, and you don't know. It's the offering time. You are bringing out 20 naira. Is that what we are talking about here? Package and tightened up. No food to eat at all. You need God's favor, somebody. Stop posting around like poster color. You need God's help. I'm not fooled by the way you are packaged. You are so like a dikai comp, like onion. You know how onion dress up. Hallelujah. See somebody, the dressing. Everything is so packaged. So packaged. And then she calls Okada. You are disappointed. Say, Opon Gubo, yeah. Okada. May God lift up your head. You know, sometimes our arrogance and ignorance won't help us ask for favor. You think you are there because you have 50,000 in your account. Have a pastor, I have more than that, like 2 million. Go down, come for him, be at 2 million. One day, just a couple of bottles of wines, maybe like 10 bottles, 2 million. Hello, God will lift up your head. God will take you to that place where what you have in your hand, in your heart, God will place it on your hands. In the name of Jesus. There won't be so much disparity between your heart and your hand. Every desire of your heart, what you want to do, the benevolence that is in your heart, God will place it on your hands. In the name of Jesus. Then there is remembrance of low moments, times when you are the lowest ebb. In Psalm 136 verse 23, he says, who remembered us in our low estate, for his mercy endured forever. He remembered us in our what? This is one of the scriptures that I know that God is going to prosper you. He said, you have an estate, you are still low. Hello, somebody. He said, I'm here. I'm rich. I'm inheriting my daddy's house in Ijabode. And a second one is Shagamu. God will prosper you beyond that. He remembers us in our low estate, is low. God wants to give you a city like Daddy Jio. City. May God remember you. In the name of Jesus. The Amplified Version says, to him who earnestly remembered us in our low estate and imprinted us on his heart, for his mercy and loving kindness endured forever. Message translation says, God, remember us when we are down. God remembered us when we were down, and his love never quits. In Job chapter 10 verse 9, remember, I beseech thee, that thou hast made me as the clay, Will thou bring me into the dust again? Job was at a point when he was almost dying. And the only thing he could do is, Lord, remember me. Look at the way Message Translation puts it. It says, don't you remember how beautifully you worked my clay? Will you reduce me now to a mud pie? He was asking God to remember that you are the one that created me. I did not create myself. I can't suffer here. I can't die. I can't languish here. Remember me, O Lord. Come on, say, remember me, O Lord. And lastly, number 10 is remembrance in repentance. In Judges chapter 16, verse 28, Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee. Strengthen me, I pray thee. Only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. Did God answer his prayer? It seems to me that everywhere in the scripture where people pray, Lord, remember me, that God answered them. God answered them. Let's close. Back to that scripture, Genesis 8:1. God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. God made a wind to pass over the earth. The Message Translation, listen, God turned his attention to Noah. God will turn his attention to you in the name of Jesus. Do you know what it means for God to leave 7 billion people and turn his attention to you and just smile on you and cause the light of his countenance to reflect over your destiny? Do you know what it will translate into? May God turn his attention to you in the name of Jesus. Basic Bible English translation says God kept Noah in mind. This is why I believe that the scripture talks about God remembering stuff. God remember. Did God forget? No, he didn't forget. But when God keeps you in mind, it's like when you have something precious and then you keep it. Because it's very precious, you keep it in a very safe place, hidden away from view where nobody is going to get at it. I mean, you really take time to hide. To hide it. Because that thing is special. And for some moments, you can just forget. In quote. You never really forget because the thing is precious. But you just leave it there. So when God keeps us in mind, God keeps us away in mind, away from evil, away from atrocities of hell. He keeps us there. But anytime you say, God, remember me, it's as if God comes and brings you out into prominence. Hallelujah. Let's round up. What I love about that Genesis 8:1, God remember Noah and what? Every living thing and what? All the cattle. So God remember the animals. Did you know that? God remembered living in cattle. My. So what it means is that if God can remember animals, then he will never forget me. Luke 12:6, are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 farthings? And not one of them is forgotten before God. So God can't forget me. God will remember me. God will remember you. Get up on your feet and talk to God this morning. Remember me, Lord. I don't know if you have an area where you want God to remember you. Go ahead and pray the Holy Ghost. The Lord, you will remember me at this time, at this season of my life. Remember your word over me. Remember your covenant over me. Remember me, O Lord. Remember me, O Lord.